ABC on 100.7 WHUD.
And here are a few things you can do today to feel better. Danielle McCarthy is a social worker, executive director at the Phillipstown Hub. That's a mental health resource for the Phillipstown community. You can get more at phillipstownhub.org. Danielle says use the four C's: consistency, connecting, challenging yourself, and primarily self-care, which starts with eating right.
It's so easy to slip into feeling like we're on vacation mode and, oh, I'll just, you know, snack a little bit more here. I'll just have an extra one or two glasses of wine here. And it's really easy to slip into those habits of feeling like this is just a vacation almost, but this is our new normal that we're trying to figure out. Those kind of healthy habits, something as simple as making the bed every morning kind of gets us going. I speak to young people about how even that, you can, 10 minutes into your day, you've already accomplished something. So something as simple as that is really important.
Right. We want to rack up as many wins as we can get. Okay,
absolutely.
So consistency and healthy habits, connection, reaching out to people, of course, talking to people. And the next step?
Is challenging growth. And that's something that we may not think of right away. We want to take care of each other, and especially as an example for parents, we want to make sure our kids are okay and fill them up with good feelings and build up their self-esteem. But something that they're missing not being in school right now, and this is the same for adults too who are not in the workplace and they're not getting positive reinforcement and being given maybe challenging, lofty goals, is that challenging people's growth is part of what helps us to feel good about ourselves. Not just a pat on the back, but setting objectives that can be difficult to achieve. This can range from anything, something tangible like learning all the state capitals during this time. This is my goal for the week, or my goal for today is to, you know, get through a couple of chapters of the book that I'm reading. That's really important in terms of building up relationships with those around us.
Okay, and the final C?
Care. Communities sometimes do a good job of taking care of each other and checking in on neighbors, caring for members of our family and making sure they're okay. But I always go back to the analogy of the oxygen mask and making sure that our oxygen mask is on first and that we're caring for ourselves. You know, what fills us up? What's going to make us feel better throughout the day so that we're able to care for others around us?
So consistency, connection, challenge ourselves and each other, and of mm-hmm. course, self-care. If you could just speak to the adults in the audience, what they can do when they're lying in bed at night and their minds and hearts are racing, what would you say to them?
That is the reality that's happening across the board and to adults in our community, and I'm hearing that again and again. I think we need to, first of all, lower our expectations in terms of productivity and what that means. I think sometimes when we look at how much we accomplished during the day and did I get this done, did I check this box, it can create added stress and anxiety in our lives. This is a different kind of time where we have to kind of take a step back and look at the highlights of the day and the real areas that the positive notes, the silver linings, that maybe we have more time to just breathe and just to take it easy a little bit. And I would say if you have a meditation practice or a yoga practice or something, even just sitting and getting up, if you're in that situation where you're just your head spinning and you're in bed, maybe just sitting and taking some deep breaths could help.
So great. We're going to ask people to just sit up if they're in bed and their minds are spinning. Just sit up, take a few deep breaths, remember this conversation. So people listening right now could go to phillipstownhub.org and find something that may help them.
Absolutely. And we've listed county resources on there specific to COVID-19 response and taking care of your mental health during this time.
Anything else our listeners need to know?
Resources are available, especially around struggles with addiction, and that my line is not only a telephone number, but a text line as well. So sometimes that's easier during this time when we're all kind of huddled together under one roof. It can be difficult to find privacy. So we can work around that and get creative in how we connect and support you.
She's here to help her community. That's Danielle McCarthy. You can find out more about her and her number at phillipstownhub.org. So Mike, the four C's, which are you going to do today?
I'm going to have carrot cake. That's two of them. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Come for Mike and Casey.
I love them in the morning.
Stay for the Hudson Valley's best.